British Prime Minister Tony Blair says he expects the United Nations will authorize military force against Iraq if Baghdad violates a UN disarmament resolution. But the Prime Minister says he would not put an arbitrary deadline on the UN weapons inspections. Mr. Blair told a news conference Monday he has little doubt the UN Security Council will support a war on Iraq if Iraqi President Saddam Hussein is found to be hiding weapons of mass destruction.
My own judgment, and I've spoken to the key players involved in this, my own judgment is if there is a breach, then action will be authorized.
The Prime Minister spoke as a new public opinion poll found that nearly 3 out of 5 Britons would oppose a war unless the UN sanctioned it. Mr. Blair said the only way he sees a war happening without UN backing is if some country on the Security Council threatened to veto military action. The Prime Minister said the best way to avoid war is for Saddam Hussein to work with UN weapons inspectors.
It's not conflict that is inevitable, but disarmament is inevitable. And what Saddam has to do is cooperate fully with the weapons inspectors in saying what weapons he has, in cooperating with them in destroying those weapons.
Mr. Blair said January 27th will be an important date because UN weapons inspectors will make a report then to the Security Council. However, he said there are no, in his words, arbitrary time frames on when the inspectors must finish their work in Iraq. A UN spokesman said Monday the inspectors could take 1 year to complete what he called a credible inspection process. In the meantime, the United States and Britain are sending troops, ships, and planes to the Persian Gulf area to put pressure on Saddam Hussein. For security reasons, Mr. Blair refused to answer any questions about how long British forces might stay in the region. Michael Drudge, VOA News, London.